We're in a new era where social media isn't just for scrolling, but it's a masterclass in real time, how you can create new skills, how you can create new forms of income, and also how you can change the format of your life in a good way or a negative way. Welcome back to the Behavioral Blueprint Podcast with your host, Solana. And today's episode is going to be Learn, Create, Repeat, how social media is your biggest teacher in 2025. If you're new here, go ahead and subscribe if you're on my YouTube. And if you are on podcasts, any type of platform for our podcast, go ahead and like and give us a 5-star rating regardless of the platform. Thank you so much. Just going straight into it, the power of social media is a learning tool. Beyond wherever you were raised, wherever you thought that you could limit yourself from, social media is a tool for you to express who you are on an external version of yourself. It's kind of like a game, if I could best describe it, where you can learn everything new in every single platform. And my favorite, of course, is going to be TikTok, because I've learned so much from using it. And then also how much I've created a community on there. Social media began to change my life whenever I was in middle school. I remember my first connection with social media was making fan accounts, funny enough. And it really changed my life whenever I had the chance to know, like, I connect with people, I can make an impact regardless of numbers, regardless of likes, shares, follows. I'm able to build friendships. I had very brief or even very long friendships that are still available to this day and here to this day that helped me realize how much of an asset you can use social media for. But I also had to ask myself, am I using it as a tool or am I letting it use me as the consumer? On one side, when I was younger and more naive, I connected more to not worrying about the consumption, really just caring about who I want to watch every night or what I wanted to see or what I wanted to have. And it became very selfish, where I became the consumer. And that kind of halted the progression of me even thinking I was confident enough or that I am confident enough to grow past any type of like limited mindset of me posting at all. Because I'm telling you, when I was on those fan accounts, I was posting every day. I was posting, hashtagging, I was mentioning, doing all the things that people would do, of course, just for the moment of exposure for the said artist or for myself. And between my past and now, I had a strong halt with how I even viewed my own brand, how I viewed growth, how I even view maintaining multiple accounts, because that's also a hurdle in itself, what you can do to access people in the form of engagement, in the form of growth. But I definitely would say that what I know for it now is that I'm using it as a tool again. I'm not letting myself be afraid. I'm not letting myself become very wary of something that is literally an external form of me. A lot of people have to realize that cancel culture doesn't apply itself in the real world. I have an episode on that I'll definitely expand more into, because we can see today that people can walk past and not even know who people are, and they won't deal with the cause and effect of what happens online. So anything that happens under this phone is under not even just my control, but other people's control within their own selves. The people that kind of create the cancel culture tool is a form of manipulation. So I'll definitely get into that in 1 second, because it's a really good topic. So my question to ask everybody that is listening is, what is social media for you? Can it elevate you or can it distract you? The same way we were just talking about if it can actually teach you something or if it can trap you. I definitely would say for anybody that's listening that thinks that it's distracting you towards what you want towards your life, like mindless scrolling, doom scrolling, just doing all of the things that you know are progressive, you have to at least take the conscious role of knowing and acknowledging that it's a problem first. And after that, because I was, of course, a person to experience years of mindless scrolling, years of consuming information and not really thinking about myself, when in reality, I unfortunately became those people that were so hyper obsessed with cancel culture and the online preservance of people. And it became very bitter. I became a bitter person. And I shouldn't be a bitter person because I'm noticing somebody else experience their own life, if that makes sense. Now, all these feelings were definitely when I was young. I've grown past these feelings and matured as an adult now. But it's a choice. And you can't let it overall affect your entire life because you see somebody else in another state. Now, if you do really look forward to posting, or if you're a person that has the goal but never really achieved it yet, think about, again, yourself and why that is a choice for you, because it's all a mental mind game choice. Yes, you have to deal with consistency. Yes, you have to deal with planning. But nowadays, there's so many different ways that people use ways to access how I can even contact you, or how people do project planning nowadays, and how there's so many shortcuts and hacks and ways where it's become more easier now into the years of content creating and being a content creator versus not doing it, of course, all the way back in 2020 or 2014, all that jazz. But if you are a person that is in more of the flight mode and you don't really want to react and you want to consume and you just scroll for inspiration, you're motivated, but you're overwhelmed and you really don't want to do anything because you feel like you've consumed too much and now you're groggy, you haven't eaten all day, you're about to lose your mind, just become more present. I would say take 12 hours away from your phone, if you can, 6 hours at most, and begin to reflect. Begin to notice how your body needs things. Begin to use your brain receptors towards the necessities rather than what you have been using it for, aka for being on this flight mode for so long. You deserve to be able to have a reality check. You deserve to change, and you deserve to be able to know when you have to have that transition point from being still to moving forward towards the path of your journey. And one more thing, whenever you're doing the decision to take in information and just scroll past it and really not apply yourself, you're letting the type of content really just fly by that could be valuable for your future, and that could help you miss opportunities that are meant for you. I am a believer enough to know that anything that is meant for you will not pass you by, but I'm also a believer that God creates seeds into his children. So since he does that, that means that he can offer the same idea that you had to the next person, and they actually perform it and you don't. And now you have to see that person perform it because you didn't take the shot and you didn't take the opportunity. So if you were able to take the opportunity first, you don't know who you were meant to reach. I'm talking to myself too, because again, I've had those moments of delays where I've questioned myself and questioned how I can approach things. How do we fix it? We have to repeat and clean our hands off of what we were doing. Again, we have to repeat and cleanse our hands. We have to clean our social media. We have to figure out who we're following. What type of content do I consume every day? My engage in saving and even applying these things, like I said earlier. Creating an actual list of what you want to envision on your feed that will further help you apply and become what you want, one, and then also what you look forward to as well. You should have those people that you look forward to seeing on your feed because they inspire you. You should have those types of content creators that are able to not just waste your time and suck the life out of you, but they're able to help you become the person that you want to be. You shouldn't just mindlessly just follow someone because you want to track them or you want to become them. That's not healthy. That is you using a form of wavering. You're kind of like wasting your life because you see somebody else having their life. when in reality, the difference between you and that person is they're in the position where they can stand on the thing that other people are looking for or looking to have, and they know that they can secure and have it. Sometimes in those situations where that person has it, they know that they have it, so they advertise it or platform it. And there's people that we know that will platform something that is desirable just to get attention. And sometimes you even have to seed out and weed out like what people are having their incentives for whenever they post something. That's why we, again, have to be intentional with who we look at and who we even have like a purpose with, if that makes sense. Because your social media is going to be important for your next step if you are learning how to actually like go forward into creating content for yourself. Create a daily goal. Learning how to get high income skills. Go get that ebook from your favorite content creator that you know is successful in that trade. Go even invest in yourself in the ways where you know that you can have those mic stands that like, oh, what am I talking about? These tripods, that's what I'm talking about. These tripods, being able to invest in $35 into one thing that can help you feel more confident. For myself, what I know I use is a tripod, and then I also use like my phone. I have another like podcast setup. I have my camera. I have all these things, but they didn't just come by one day to another. I think I added all these different things between like 3 to 4 years of just investing in those things. So I definitely would say go and go behind that. Be able to save the posts that you have for your content creators intentionally so you can use them for later. And then, like I said earlier, follow people that are actually teaching you something valuable. They're not like just leading you towards the life that you don't want. Like, what's the point of following them? What's the point of being under that person's radar because of what? Like, what purpose does it serve you? It doesn't help you become a better person. And last but not least, you need to at least choose one topic to begin with, and then you'll grow from a spider web or grow to a spider web of topics and things of who you are. Make the core of who you are be the one topic that you begin with. So if you know you love hair and you know you'll never be able to stop talking about hair, go ahead and go into that hair content, baby girl. If you know that you are a barber and all you can think about is doing barber school, going to do the trade, going to cut hair and be able to start that experience, create the opportunity where you can help people go through the process that are even in behind stages of you. Because even the people that are even in front of you right now will take honorability that you're able to be transparent and help those people. You don't know. Whenever you begin to sow the like seeds in your life, you'll be able to, like, I would say even unveil the things that are blessings for other people. Like I said earlier, you don't know the impact of what you are doing to other people's lives. You play an important impact for other people's lives. Instead of just watching motivational content, create your own. Instead of just watching saving money tips, actually apply one of those 30-day goals that you can create for yourself. Like right now, rather than me grabbing an ebook and buying the ebook, I'm applying the ebook into my daily life with how I invest into saving for my car, how I invest to saving enough for my coach, how I invest in saving into enough where I'll get other gadgets of what I need to grow my journey. Instead of admiring influencers, build your own influence. Help people in the way that you know would be in a healthy way. Don't create a sour heart and then go into the world with thinking that you have to perform or you have to go into the idea that you'll be able to get what you want just posting. When in reality, a lot of people can tell authenticity way quicker than you realize, and even if they don't, the truth will come out in its own. So don't lie first, just be yourself, be honest, and be around those things that teach you and inspire you and ask for you to stay humble. 2025 is a new era for social media. It's not just about watching other people win. It's also about applying yourself and being able to build yourself and step into your own self. The best expression for that right now is social media. Social media that includes Facebook, that includes Instagram, TikTok, and all the other platforms that people use to grow monetization and build their platforms to what they actually want for themselves. Mindfulness and being able to pay attention to what you consume is the most important thing. You have to learn with your intention to grow, because social media is something that will try to keep you stuck there, because they, of course, make money off of you being on the platform longer. For myself, the best way I can grow is being able to put my phone down or prop my phone up on my tripod and just go. I made like 2 to 3 forms of different forms of content today, and who knows what I'm gonna make tomorrow. The best thing that I can do is just start, and your growth always depends on how you act first. How you get the flowers and how you get the fruits of your life is being able to create and act and not just stay still and consume. One thing that I've learned so far for my social media journey is that you have to start. And every time that you stop, you have to get up and try again. If you love this episode, definitely give us a follow on our platforms on YouTube and also my Instagram, Life by Solana. Thank you so, so much. And I definitely appreciated this episode. I think this might be one of those episodes that are quicker, but it's informative because it will help you go into realizing that social media can change your life. It helps you learn. It helps you level up. It will help you become what you need to become before you get into that stage of where you actually want to be. Because I know that this is a lot of people's dreams, and it's my dream as well. So whenever you become and whenever you start is the actual beginning of you creating the life that you deserve. I hope everyone has a great rest of your day, and I wish you nothing but the best. Bye.